So what is your spiritual posture? What is your spiritual posture? I know for me, it feels a lot like this. Hold on. I got to do something else. It's really hard these days, I think. I feel like we're like the second son in Jesus' parable. We're very, very, very quick to say yes. And it's a heartfelt yes. I don't think that any of you, or me for that matter, I'm thinking about myself now, I'm being generous to me, say yes and don't mean it. I think everyone says yes and means it. Because they see what God is doing, you see what God is doing, you see all the good things that God is about, God's life, God's mission, and you go, yes, I want to be in that vineyard. I want to go there. I want to be a part of what God is doing. And we even take steps towards that vineyard. We even are headed towards the vineyard. But that's when somebody calls us on the phone. And they say, hey, you want to come over? And we say, oh, yes. Okay, I said yes to you. I'm going to come back. Right? And then somebody else comes in and says, hey, we need you to be a part of this thing. Oh, yes, I can do that. Oh, yes, I can do that. I'm not trying to point fingers because this is me. This is me. I say, it's not that we say no to God. It's we say yes to everything. And so in practice, we end up not in the vineyard. This past week, I was calling contractors to come and replace the roof on my house. And I got a recommendation for this one contractor. And so I called him up on the phone and I said, hey, can you come by, do a written estimate for me, to check out the house, do some measurements? He said, sure. I'll be there on Friday. I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock. So Emily and I are all set, ready to go. We got the kids all packed away so the guy could come over. Not really, you know, I mean, they're just hanging out. Emily's watching them. And 10 o'clock rolls around, 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11 o'clock. And I thought, okay, maybe it's like the cable guy. You know, give him an hour. I'm good. He's off doing something else. It happens. It's okay. I'm cool. So then he just doesn't show up at all. So it's like 12:30. We've eaten lunch. I call the guy up on the phone. I said, hey, we got this thing in the evening. Can you come over at 4 o'clock exactly today? You know, after 4, we have to go. And he said, I can be there at 4 o'clock exactly. I had this emergency happen this morning. I said, it's okay. Happens. I understand. But he's like, can you be there at 4? I can be there at 4 exactly. Nope. This guy was well-meaning. He wanted to be there. I'm sure he did. I could hear it in his voice. I'm pretty good with hearing people's tone, you know, when they're talking. He wasn't lying to me. He really wanted to be there. He wasn't trying to, like, pass me off and be like, oh, yeah, I'll be there for it. He really wanted to be there for it. But he couldn't follow through. So what matters more? The promise or the follow-through? The first son said, heck with you, God. Heck with you. I don't need to go and work in the vineyard. And maybe that's something that you or people you've known have said too. Heck with you. But yet, turns around later and goes back. He follows through, even though he said he wouldn't. What matters more? Jesus says, the follow-through. Showing up matters more. It's funny because the Israelites, the Hebrews in exile, that's what Ezekiel is talking about. I love this story. I love this story from Ezekiel. It's one of I hadn't read this in a while, and when I read it, it's so funny. So the Israelites are in Babylon. They had been taken there by the Babylonian army as a consequence of all the unfaithfulness of the Hebrew people. And so they're in Babylon, and they're suffering. They're not having a good time. They want to go back to Jerusalem. They want to go back to the promised land. Their teeth are on edge, is what Ezekiel says. They use this proverb, the parents ate the sour grapes, but the children's teeth are on edge. And what it means is that the people in Babylon are saying, we didn't get ourselves in Babylon. We didn't end ourselves up here in exile in this foreign country. It's not us who did it. It's mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. They're the ones who were sinning left and right and worshiping all the false idols and treating the poor people like they were dirt. And they were the ones who ended us up here, and now we're suffering for it. And God says, well, hold on a second now. Hold on a second now. It's not me who's unfair, God says. It's you who's unfair. Because my ways have always been this way, God says. My ways have always been this way. Is that the sinners, when they continue in their sinning, reap the consequences. Even the self-proclaimed righteous, if they continue in their sinning, they will reap the consequences of their sinning. But those who turn live. Those who turn live. The Pharisees, when Jesus is using this story, says, you knew better, Pharisees. You saw John in the wilderness preaching repentance. You saw him out there, and the prostitutes, the people who you wouldn't even go near, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the unclean, the dirty, the poor, all the people who you thought, they're not in God's vineyard. They've already made their decision. Rather turned and went and were baptized for the forgiveness of sins because they wanted to turn and be a part of God, what God was doing. And indeed, they received life. But you Pharisees, you saw this and you did not turn. You did not turn. What's the posture? Can't teach me anything, Jesus. Or imagine the posture of those sinners coming down to John. John, wash my hands. It's never too late to turn back and follow through, to turn back and say no to all the things we've said yes to, the things that aren't God, the things that we think will make us happy, the things that we think are good and wholesome, and in many ways they probably are. But when you add them all up, when it's yes after yes after yes after yes after yes, and we say in practice no to God, we end up making excuses just like those Israelites. It's my mom. I gotta go hang out with her, which maybe you should. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But if it's an excuse, oh, it's just a bad time for me right now. I got all these other commitments, God. And I don't know what the vineyard is that God is calling you to. Think about that. What is the vineyard that God is calling you to be a part of? Have you said yes to so many things that in practice you've said no to what God is calling you to? What is that vineyard that God is calling you to be a part of? You don't have to worry about being a Pharisee, though. It's never too late to come back. It's never too late to come back and say, here I am, Lord. And Jesus will say, all right, let's get going. Amen.